Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Despite the unfortunate turn of events associated with the rallies conducted to support President Trump, the constitutional process was still able to produce an official president-elect, Democrat Joe Biden, who will be sworn into office on January 20th. From an electoral perspective, we can already begin to look at the 2022 Senate election cycle. A total of 34 incumbents whose six-year terms will expire at the beginning of 2023 will be on the ballot. As you know, senators are elected to six-year terms, and one-third of the Senate comes before the voters every 2 years. In 2022, 20 Republican seats will be on the ballot versus 14 for the Democrats. The 2022 cycle will feature competitive races because breaking the new 50-50 tie will be a top-of-the-order priority for both parties. Most of the seats appear safe, but Democrats have incumbents in four states and Republicans three, where their candidates' vote total in all statewide elections during the past three election years falls below majority support. Therefore, these races will begin as top targets. For the Democrats, Senators Mark Kelly of Arizona, Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire, Catherine Cortez Masto from Nevada, and Georgia runoff winner Raphael Warnock are in the statistically most vulnerable positions. For the Republicans, it's Senators Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, and Richard Burr from North Carolina. To exacerbate the Republican problems in these places, both Senators Toomey and Burr have already announced they will not seek re-election next year. The House situation is still slightly clouded. Iowa GOP Representative Marionette Miller Meeks is only provisionally seated because her Democratic opponent, Rita Hart, is challenging her six-vote victory before the House Administration Committee. The panel, yet to be fully formed, will review the 22 ballots that local Iowa officials have disqualified. Ms. Miller Meeks will hold the seat until the committee rules and the full House takes action. The political drama in upstate New York continues to languish. Now well over 2 months since the November election, we still have yet to see an initial final total from the 22nd district. With 1,700-plus contested ballots being scrutinized by a lone judge, an original decision remains a couple of weeks away. The judge has given the candidates' attorneys until January 22nd to file their written briefs and make oral arguments. The two candidates, according to the latest information, are currently separated by just 29 votes of more than 311,000 ballots cast, with Republican former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney leading 116th Congress incumbent Anthony Brindisi. We now have a special election calendar for Louisiana's two vacant House districts. Democratic Congressman Cedric Richmond is leaving the House to assume a position in the Biden White House, and the state's fifth CD is vacant because GOP Representative-elect Luke Letlow tragically passed away. Governor John Bel Edwards has announced the election succession calendar. Voters in both districts will vote in a jungle primary on March 20th. If no one secures an outright majority in each race, runoff elections will then occur on April 24th. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.